I have the school mass. I know that this is not the school mass, but it's good to do questions once in a while. What makes us trouble or stress up? I know that the stress is one of the sickness of this century. Everybody is stressed up. What makes us trouble or stress? Maybe our health condition, that we feel crunchy here and there. Or perhaps our family, that they are not coming to mass anymore, that they were baptized and they were raised in a Catholic school, but now they are not here. Or perhaps our relationship with those around us. Or maybe our finances or professional affairs for those who are not yet retired. Or maybe the situation in the world today. When you on the TV and you see all those things going on, and you see all kind of crises in the world. Or maybe ourselves. Maybe sometimes we are the reason of the stress, because we find problems for everything. Jesus said in the gospel today, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in me." And invite us to have faith and to put our trust in him. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in me. Have faith and put your trust in me. The psalm also invites us to put our trust in the Lord and to be sure of his great mercy. I am sure that we all have experienced his mercy on many occasions in our life. And for that, we must give thanks to the Lord for all that he has done for us, for everything that we have, for everything that he does for us, for our family, for the church, and for our countries. Saint Peter, in the second reading, in a beautiful way, reminded the believers that they are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a people of his own. That statement is about us. That statement is about the church. And we are that living church. We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, and a people of his own. We are called to build that living church. The question is, how are we going to be that church, that living church, that chosen people of God? By living our faith in the risen Christ, who is the head of the body, who is the stone rejected by the builders, and who is the foundation of our faith. He is the cornerstone. He is the way, the truth, and the life. But that should be an experience in our life, not only an idea, because we know that, and we have heard that many times, that He is the way, the truth, and the life. But what does it mean for us? What does it mean for you, for me? We are invited to build up the living church of God, living out our faith in our life, with our family, and in our community. We are invited also to build up that church through our active participation in the life of the church and in the life of the parish. We are invited to be active members, not only those who come to Mass. Of course, it's important, Mass. It's very important that we are gathered here to celebrate our faith, but it's not enough. We can do many things, and I have seen the many things that you can do. In this parish, we are blessed with the number of volunteers who do many, many activities. But we still have many people who are only spectators. We need more doers, more than spectators. Don't wait for others to do things for you. You can do it. Go ahead. Raise your hand when they ask for something. When I was little, I used to raise my hand for everything. And my mother said, "Why did you do that? I want to do it." That should be the attitude of the believer. Be ready for service. We are called to build up the living body of Christ, assuming our responsibilities and duties in the stewardship of the church and the parish. And of course, to help us in that process of being the church, we have the example of the first Christian community, those in the beginning of the church. They were a community following the teachings of the apostles. They worked together as a community, finding out solutions for real problems. The widows and the orphans were neglected in the daily food. So they decided to answer to that need, and they appointed the first 7 deacons that they were born for that purpose, serving the poor and those neglected in the community. And also, they were active in the little community, answering to their own faith. We are called to live our faith as they did. They are the example to follow. So just 3 final questions, just for your reflection this week. How is our participation in the life of the community? Am I a doer or just a spectator? Do we know the needs of our community? Do we know the needs of the people around us? What else can we do to answer to the call to be the body of Christ, to be the living body of Christ, the church. Heavenly Father, strengthen our faith to always trust in your mercy and to be able to do our part in building up the living body of Christ, the church. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.